Chapter 9. Fill your heart with the Word of God. You have just learned valuable instructions from God pertaining the vital importance of consistently meditating on His Word. If you face seemingly overwhelming problems, you should be like the psalmist who said, quote, "My life dissolves and weeps itself away for heaviness. Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word." Unquote. Psalm 119, verse 28, Amplified. The psalmist had such a heavy burden that he wept. He prayed that God would strengthen him with promises from His Word. God will strengthen you with His supernatural promises as you faithfully obey His instructions to meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. Quote, "My son, keep my words. Lay up within you my commandments for use when needed and treasure them." Unquote. Proverbs 7, verse 1, Amplified. These words that King Solomon spoke to his son apply to you today. If you faithfully meditate day and night on God's Word, you are doing something in the spiritual realm that can be compared to making deposits into a bank account in the natural realm. As this process continues over a period of time, you will store up more and more of God's Word in your heart to draw upon when you need it. God's Word is a spiritual treasure. Your heart is like a spiritual bank account. This spiritual bank account will overflow with supernatural spiritual treasure as you faithfully obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word. Quote, "He who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it, and perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience." Unquote. James 1, verse 25, Amplified. This verse and the Amplification refer to the Word of God as the law of liberty. You will be set free from fear or whatever other problems you face if you consistently study and meditate on God's Word. If you obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word, you will not be like someone who hears God's Word at a church and then promptly forgets what he or she has heard. Instead, you will do what God's Word tells you to do. The Word of God in your heart reaps countless blessings of inestimable value. You should be like the psalmist David who said, quote, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me?" Unquote. Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, NIV. David knew what to do when he was tempted to be afraid. He trusted in God. He received strength from God's word. David actually praised the word of God. Your Father does not want you to be afraid of any circumstance you face or of anything a person may try to do to you. Why would you ever be afraid of anyone if you are absolutely certain that the Bible is inspired by God and you continually fill your heart with God's Word? Praise God and thank Him continually. Saturate yourself in His supernatural living Word. Absolutely refuse to give in to fear for any reason. Meditating on God's Word is very different from reading or studying the Bible. You cannot read and study the Bible throughout every day and night, but you can meditate day and night on the Word of God. We believe you should read and study your Bible at a specific time each day, preferably in the morning. See Job 7, verse 17 through 18, Psalm 43, verse 8, Psalm 119, verse 48, and Isaiah 50, verse 4. You also should meditate on God's Word throughout the day and night, as your Father has instructed you to do. God created everyone with the ability to imagine and visualize. Unfortunately, many people use this God-given ability in the opposite way from what God intended. Your Father does not want you to visualize anything that you are tempted to fear. He wants you to do just the opposite. He wants you to meditate so much on His supernatural living word that fearful thoughts will not be able to obtain a foothold in your mind. He wants you to speak His word day and night, just as Joshua 1:8 instructs you to do, instead of talking about what you fear. Some Eastern religions teach that your mind should be completely empty when you meditate. If your mind is empty, you give Satan's demons an opportunity to influence you. Instead of having an empty mind when you meditate, you should fill your mind consistently with God's word. Scripture meditation is much like programming a computer. If you faithfully obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His word, you will be programming your mind and your heart with God's word. You decide what you will program into a computer. You decide how consistently you will program your mind and your heart with God's word. If you faithfully obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His word, you ultimately will have hundreds and eventually thousands of instructions and promises from God's word programmed into your heart. See Colossians 3, verse 16. Your heart will overflow with the treasure of God's supernatural living word. We believe that there is a direct relationship between your physical health and obeying God's specific instructions to meditate day and night on His word. We believe that God intended for you to consistently strengthen your spirit, your soul, and your body. God's word heals both your mind and your body. See Proverbs 4, verse 22. See our book, Increased Energy and Vitality. Once again, we want to emphasize that you cannot study the word of God throughout the day and night, but you can meditate on God's word continually. You can meditate on God's word while you are driving your car, taking a shower, or dressing. You can meditate on God's word on your lunch break. You can meditate on God's word while you work. If you need to make an important decision, close the door if possible and meditate on God's word. Ask your Father to give you the answers you need. Quote, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them." Unquote. Proverbs 20, verse 12, Amplified. God gave you eyes and ears to see and hear many things, but you cannot see and hear anything that is more important than to consistently fill your eyes and your ears with God's word. We recommend that you carry scripture meditation cards with you to meditate on every opportunity throughout the day and night. You can make up your own 3x5 scripture cards from the scriptures in this book and other verses of scripture. You will also find that Lamplight Ministries has scripture meditation cards and accompanying CDs posted on our website. If you find a topic in our scripture meditation cards that meets your needs, we have done the work for you. You can carry a set of cards with you always. You can listen to the CD and also fill your eyes with specific verses of scripture from these cards. Your faith in God will increase steadily if you meditate day and night on His word. The Bible says that faith comes from hearing the word of God. See Romans 10, verse 17. Your faith in God can increase if you hear anointed preachers and teachers speaking the word of God. But we have found that your faith increases the most when your ears hear your mouth continually speaking God's word as you meditate on it day and night. We all know that deeply ingrained habits are hard to break. Good habits are just as hard to break as bad habits are. You will be blessed abundantly if you develop the habit of faithfully obeying your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His word. Many people who have never taken the time to meditate day and night on God's word will obey these instructions if they are hurting badly enough. You must have strong motivation to consistently meditate day and night on God's word. This motivation often will come from the severity of the problems you face. God blessed you with the instructions to meditate day and night on His word, but very few Christians obey these instructions. The word of God is your spiritual food. Your loving Father wants you to be, quote, ever nourishing your own self on the truths of the faith and of the good Christian instructions, unquote. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6, Amplified. The words ever nourishing in this verse mean that you should feed yourself continually with supernatural truth from the Word of God. You eat your spiritual food by studying the Word of God. You digest this spiritual food by meditating day and night on God's Word. When you meditate on God's Word, you chew on each verse of Scripture. You digest God's Word as it moves from your mind down to your heart. Meditating on God's Word is very important always, but we believe that meditating day and night will become increasingly important as circumstances in the world become much worse during the final days before Jesus Christ returns. The Word of God is also a spiritual seed. See Luke verse 11. Your heart is spiritual soil. If you faithfully meditate day and night on God's Word, you will continually sow good spiritual seeds from God into the spiritual soil of your heart. Jesus said, quote, those sown on the good, well-adapted soil are the ones who will hear the word and receive it and accept it and welcome it and bear fruit, some 30 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some even 100 times as much, unquote. Mark 4, verse 20, Amplified. You will bear tremendous fruit if you faithfully plant the spiritual seeds of God's word into the fertile soil of your heart by consistent scriptural meditation. Jesus promises you a return of 300%, 600%, and even 1,000% on your scripture meditation. Our book, What Does God Say?, provides many verses of scripture for meditation. This book contains 1,221 verses of scripture on 94 topics. You can look at the table of contents to choose the topics that you want to use in your scripture meditation. You will find scripture references and a clear and easy to understand explanation of the scripture in each topic. Your Father wants you to personalize your scripture meditation. You can achieve this goal by selecting several scripture references on any specific topic from this book or the Bible. You will receive help from God in whatever area you need by meditating day and night on God's specific promises and instructions. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. See Ephesians 6, verse 17. God's Word is the offensive weapon that your Father has given you to attack Satan's demons. One of the most important things that you can do when you are tempted to be afraid is to consistently say what God says. Your Father wants you to immerse yourself in His Word by meditating on it day and night. He wants your faith in Him to increase steadily as your ears consistently hear your voice speaking His supernatural Word. The best way that we know to explain how to meditate on God's Word is to explain what chronic worriers do when they worry. Chronic worriers think about their problems continually. They turn their worries over and over in their minds. They look at these potential problems from every conceivable angle. They visualize these problems taking place in their lives. They talk about these problems. The principle of scripture meditation is the same, except that you are meditating on God's word instead of meditating on whatever you are tempted to worry about. Instead of meditating on what you do not want to happen, you should meditate continually on what your Father promises will happen. If you know what He promises, and if you have faith in Him, knowing that He keeps His promises.